There we go.
I see a thing that's rated. Heard about a thing that's rated. Person, place, a thing will rank anything from sea to shining sea.
That thing is
overrated,
underrated,
overrated,
underrated,
overrated, underrated, or rated fairly.
Oh, so fair.
When it comes to this cast, I'm sure it'll be a hit. But when it comes to everything else, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yes. I hear that.
Amen to that.
Welcome into another edition of the Overrated.
Underrated.
Oh, on the Rated Fairly podcast.
Oh, no, Bob, how's your back?
Yeah, is it all right?
I pulled a muscle. Sneezed.
It's that sciatica.
It's many things. Also obesity.
Have you ever farted and pulled a back muscle?
Not yet, but I sneezed so much I think I got a spine realignment the other day.
No.
And it fucking hurt.
Dude, sneezes are actually a danger to me at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, the amount that it throws me back.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
And I think that's a dad thing, too, though.
Do you feel like your sneezes have gotten more violent as
ages?
For sure, yeah.
I feel like I throw every bit of myself into a sneeze these days.
You have to.
Without trying.
Because here's the thing. Here's my philosophy on a sneeze, all right? When you sneeze, I feel like I need to get every last morsel out of me at this point.
No.
Otherwise, I'm going to get sick. It's gonna be a morsel inside of me that's going to stay there till I'm sick. And I just want to get it out of there.
I disagree. I don't try to push or anything. It just happens. I'll be sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, it's just such a violent sneeze. Every vertebrae snaps, and I'm in pain. And I was trying to hold back, actually.
Dang.
But if you know there's a sneeze coming, I know you lean into it. You have to.
At times, but not often.
But if you feel it coming, like you're going to encourage that sneeze to get out of you.
You got to. You can't hold back.
Yeah. Like, you know, you do the sniffles, and then you go. You got to.
Yeah.
You ever try that trick where you look at
You're 34 years old. What, 34?
I'll be 35 next week.
Dang.
Oh, damn,
HBD,
dude.
Bob.
Well, it's early, but thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, boys.
We just giggle for no reason. Birthdays.
Too old for those.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of the cast, right? We're getting too old for this shit, boys. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things in life that that used to have luster, but now, look at us. We're getting a little too old for this, right?
Yeah.
And I think in a world where
there are
so many things.
He's just jacking my quotes.
He has been.
Josh,
did you jack that fox?
Well, I never did jack that fox. I have to legally tell you that.
Okay, very good.
I just feel like there's a lot to say, you know? Activities
on any given day.
On any given day. Activities that
in
we
In any
used
given
to do,
way.
Well, not that way.
I legally have to tell you it's not in that way.
That fox had so much to say.
Those chickens have been through a lot.
Yeah. Ostracized chickens. Oh, God.
Well, boys.
The Cluck in Good Cast. Listen back, folks.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. Cluck, yeah.
What about like things like you get indigestion and stuff now? You know, years ago you could eat all night, everything you wanted. Now you eat a fucking buffalo chicken pizza. You're up at 3 a.m. popping six Tums.
Dude, okay, real talk. I'm happy you said that. Last night, this is the whole sentiment of the cast is, man, we used to be able to do so much, and now it just feels different. Mm. I went out drinking last night at a bar. My family is down in Florida right now. So I have this...
Watch out for those gators. Well, they can be in any waterway.
Listen, those gators better watch out for Nora.
They're ostrich-sized, those gators.
Some are.
Anyway, my point is I had a couple beers. Life was good. It's been a long time since I've actually been able to sit at a bar.
Oh, thanks for the invite, by the way.
Well, listen, you don't like Cousin Scott.
Oh, true. Well, his name should be Tom.
Big Scotty.
As I've said many times.
Big Scotty. But the point is, I remember I had a couple drinks, and I felt really good, and then I had gone to bed, and it was about 1 a.m., and I woke up, and I just felt it in my stomach. And before
was
I...
Was the drinks, or did you have some food items?
Well, I had like an empanada.
Oh, Josh.
Oh.
Josh, what are you doing?
Well, Tim, part of this cast is the other day, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I had a corned beef. And Tim, for years, had said, it's too rich.
Too rich. Yeah, for it my is blood.
Too rich.
And I always looked at you and I was like, nah, it's not that rich. And this year, it was.
Did you puke?
Yeah.
I didn't puke, but man, was I close.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just this whole, like, full body thing. And same thing with the drinking last night where I had to wake up, had to take a Tums, and I'm like, dude, I'm too old for this shit.
I've been puking more than ever, not because I've been drinking too much, but just because of, like, anything now is too much. Like, the other morning I got up and, like, I felt fine, but it was one of those things where I'm like, shouldn't have had that extra margarita, man. And I had Wendy's, and I was hungover. I felt great. And I'm in the shower, and I'm
you
like,
you start going through your history, dude, of the
yeah.
The
I'm
night
like,
before,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, I mean, I shouldn't have that Wendy's with that like third margarita, and that was really all I had.
I mean, that'll do it to anyone.
And then I'm like, I felt fine. I'm like trying to get up and get going. I'm like, you know what? Let's just get this over with. And I go, and I puke up in the shower.
You puked in the shower.
I puked in the
shower,
and it was one and done. I felt fine the rest of the day. But, you know, it was like last night, too. Josh sends me, hey, tomorrow we're doing the Too Old for This Shit cast. I go, what great timing, because I'm currently laid up in bed with food poisoning from a piece of steak I cooked last night. Like, this is what happens, guys.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It really is. It really
food poisoning, that was never a thing for 33 years.
I mean, here's the thing. Something you mentioned, too, is like, you know, you're at the point where you weigh if, you know what, like, I'm not feeling that great. Do I just try to puke at this point and get it over with? And I had this a couple weeks ago. I had a leftover piece of salmon.
We never go to the fish.
Yeah, never. The fish.
Or apparently the steak in my mind.
The fish. Actually, the sea. I had a surf and turf leftover is what I did that night, in all honesty. And I had it at work and I was feeling fine, and I got home at like, you know, 10:15 or so, and I'm doing my nightly routine, getting Seamus
throws up 15 there to be specific.
well, I get out at 10.
The man's a sucker for detail.
But like, I'm getting Seamus ready for bed, and you know, we put him in his bassinet. That's my wife and my baby, and we put him in his bassinet, and he's sleeping kind of, and I'm like opening the door because, you know, there's always like, by the way, these days there's like about 30 things I have to do before I go to sleep with a
baby.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's like, it's true. It's like, okay, now I have to go down and do everything I was going to do before I worried about the
baby.
And
there's always like two or three things you want to do that you never get to, and you sacrifice that.
Right. But you never sacrifice the locking of the doors at night. You go down, you lock the doors. You have yourself another swig of water downstairs, whatever.
Hydration is king.
You get everything you need, and then I finally finished my routine.
You put him in the bass, and then you went to eat some bass.
Sure. Well, no, this was at work that I ate them. It was salmon.
That bass is settling.
But either way, I finished
that
my...
That bass had a family.
Because here's the thing. This is part of getting old, too, and like having a kid. It's like, it's you have multiple nightly routines at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Where you take care of the kid. Your wife gets in bed with the kid. And you're like, okay, now I have to go clean up my area from where I was vegging out and watching
TV. That's just because you sharted up in the upstairs bathroom.
And it's quite possible that I did that.
No, yeah.
But you do your second routine, and then you go upstairs, and I'm going in my room to go to sleep, and I look at my wife, and I'm like, actually, I'm going to go puke right now. Yeah, dude, it was matter of fact. It's like... Because my stomach had been off, and I had mentioned it to her before. I was like, my stomach's a little weird. So I go, and I'm like, I'm gonna go puke now.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, do what you gotta
same
do.
Same thing. I'm in the shower, and I'm like, I'm feeling fine. I think I might have even had like music going or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, let's just get this done.
Yeah.
And then like Liz comes in, she goes like slides the door open. She goes, you okay? I'm like, that's puke. She goes, oh. All right, well, she was driving, folks, and I wasn't hungover, so that's a disclaimer. But we were going somewhere that morning. She's like, so I'll meet you out in the car. I'm like, yep, be out in a minute. So,
no problem.
It was
no
one of those
problem.
Things where it was just like a matter-of-fact thing. Like, you're saying with that, she's just like, oh, yeah. You okay? And like, are you puking? Like,
nah, I'm good. Well, yeah, I'm going to go puke right now. She's like, that's fine. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's the sentiment of the show. You're too old for that shit. You're not going to spend all day knowing that I feel like garbage.
Right.
When you know.
You don't have time for it.
Well, absolutely
and
not.
And it wasn't because I drank too much or anything like that. It was just because I drank enough that mixed with the fries and the burger where it wasn't going to sit well. And like you guys said, I wasn't willing to fight it for 3 hours. Let's just get it out.
Yeah. Because you have the experience knowing that you've done that before, and it's a miserable afternoon.
Ugh. It's no badge of honor these days.
Well, like, I could have gone to bed that night.
Right.
And I could have just had that feeling in my stomach and kind of, like, let it go. But then I run the risk of the morning.
Cold never bother you anyway.
Sure. but, like, I could run the risk in the morning of, like, this settles in my stomach, and then I have other stomach issues coming out the other end.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, you know,
no,
I don't.
Get it out.
I literally don't have time for it.
Get it
I
out.
I don't. I'm going to go. I'm going to vomit. And it was quite the vomit that I had, for the record.
Well, you
like,
need to.
Like, I filled that toilet. And it was. Ugh. And
was it projectile, might I ask?
It was close to projectile. And the thing is, like, when you're vomiting out fish, there's just something that makes you keep going, you know? And it's like. And it's probably the fishy smell. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to keep going. And I did. I probably puked for, this is no joke, 15 minutes straight.
Really?
Yeah. I filled the toilet. Wow. I had to flush between.
I don't think I've ever gone more than a minute.
Yeah, so I got this stuff out, and you know, I was ready to go.
Where'd you get the salmon?
We cooked it, and I was fine the night before. Like, I went through work the next day. I had a full day of work the next day till 10 p.m., and I was fine. And then I warmed up the leftovers. It might have been something to do with, like, leaving out the fish the night before, like, before I cooled it off and put it in the fridge.
They do say certain things with, like, when you cool and when you heat.
Yeah.
And they also say stuff about when you beat the meat.
Oh, save it, Uncle John.
Please don't have fish for your snack shack.
Well, spoiler alert.
But anyway. All I'm saying is, like, it's become a point in my life where it's just like, okay, I just puked, and it is what it is. Like, before, when I puked, it'd be like, this is big news for me. You know, now it's just like, I just puked.
Well, again, I think
I got to go to work anyway the next day.
It ties back to this idea that you've had that much experience to say,
I'm too old for this shit.
Well, this is the lesser of two evils. I'm going to do this because I'm too old to feel like that garbage. So I
guess. Much too young to feel this damn old, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful well words said. There, Bob.
That was Garth Brooks.
It was. So, boys.
Garthy.
So tell me a little bit. What was a moment recently, maybe outside of those two moments, where.
Besides the vomiting.
I mean, if you want to tell another vom story, you go for it. But what was a moment recently where you just realized, shit, I'm way too old to be doing what I'm doing right now?
I know if you heard me talking for the past, like, 10 minutes, but I have a...
Keep going there, man.
So, my snowblower died this winter, all right?
That's what they call the female snowman I made out in the yard.
Okay, that's disgusting, Uncle John. Uncle, it's not your segment. Bob, tell him to go away.
There was a good price on it.
You've got another 7 minutes. Back off.
That is not a carrot for its nose.
Okay. Bob, tell him to go away.
Uncle John, respectfully, please leave. I'll see you in a little bit.
Very good. Thank God. So my snowblower died, and this was at the beginning of this winter, and I have a big ass shovel, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to spend the money to get this snowblower fixed. I'm just gonna shovel my driveway, which is a decent sized driveway. It could fit probably three cars, front to back on either side. So like a 6 car length driveway total. So I just grab my shovel and this is coming at a time where, you know, we have a new baby, so it kind of falls on me at this point because Ashley's taking care of the baby, which is completely fair. So I'm going out and I'm shoveling and I'm pushing the snow and I'm like, I'm too fucking old for this. Like, I'm just sore the first pass, and then you just suffer through the rest
of
it.
There's more to come.
It's like, you know what? There's going to be more snow this winter, and I'm just going to shovel till I die at this point. I just don't care anymore. I'm too old for this. And that was a moment where I said, Josh, I am too damn old. I can't do this anymore. I need that snowblower working.
That physical activity, man. The snowblower is a great thing.
Yes.
How often, like, I feel like you and I had this moment this winter where your snowblower went within, like, maybe a day of mine going.
Oh.
And I was just like, Is this it?
Is this it for me? And that's the thing. Like, with small engines, I've had enough. I've had enough of these small engines. Snowblowers, freaking weed whackers, you know, lawnmowers, all these things. Nothing ever works when I want it to. And it's probably because I don't take care of them the way I should.
I would guarantee
you. You're not winterizing
like,
it.
And, right. I'm not pouring the clean oil in the winter. Whatever.
There's a process that is known, but I'm
not
going to do it.
No one's ever taught me this.
Right.
Yes, take it from Josh, a man who once fixed his car with a can of peas.
Now has green beans.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And she ran for a long time after that.
But that's the thing, you know, like...
That's what they said about your first girlfriend.
Josh,
when you broke up.
She's gone on.
Josh, here's how I'd put it. I've grown up to a point, but not to a good point. I've grown up to a point where I have just enough left in me to suffer through these horrible conditions.
You grew older,
I don't
but you didn't
take
grow
care
up.
Of my things the way I should, I don't think. But I've never been taught that. What do I do, Josh? Tell me.
I'll tell you what to do, Tim. You take care of your shit.
You watch a YouTube video, you feel real bad about yourself, and you just
bring it
on.
In for a yearly service.
You know what? That's what I should do.
Right. Right.
But the thing is, like, you know, it always comes at a time where it's like, I shouldn't spend the money on this right now.
Well, yeah, that's the end of the winter. Like, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to fix my snowblower when it's 60 degrees. Well, I'm not.
That was a thing recently with me where, like, actually a nail in my tire became a blessing because there were so many things on my truck, like, nothing big, but a couple, like, pretty kind of big things that needed to get done. And I was like, I'll call next month. And then finally I get home one day and there's a screw just plugged in my tire. And I'm like, this is the sign I need that I need to get this car serviced. So when I call, she's like, oh, well, what do you need? I'm like, there's actually about four things. You got a pen? But you're right, because you're like, well, I can do this next week. I can do this next month. And, you know, sometimes you can't.
Well, you push it off and you push it off and then it's just, you can't.
Yeah.
At some point. So it's like you have to take care of it.
You got to do it.
You're too damn old.
I'm too
to let that
old.
Become a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
I had this moment the other day.
I'm also an idiot, for the record, but Josh, continue.
No. Listen, that sums up at least two-thirds of us right here. Talking about myself, but...
Three-thirds, Josh.
I was on 44 the other day. Just generally...
I didn't realize she was that old.
Well... Always liked him older.
He calls her by her age. It's 44.
Anyway, I was coming home from the brewery. It's a little late at night. I'm just that face you have when you're kind of glazed over after a long shift. It's been a long day. I worked at school.
Oh, for Tim, that look you get glazed over after a long shit.
Glazed salmon, not good.
Anyway, if you know where I'm talking about, it's right near Petals and Paws. And there's this light.
What a silly name for
it. Is.
It is a long light too.
And yeah. I've been driving for so about long. 20 minutes home from the brewery.
Hold on. Petals and Paws is the one in Canton?
In Canton, yeah. I'm like maybe
What is with that place? It's a
lawn and
lawn
and pet store.
Pet and liquor.
Well,
lawn
the liquor
pet
store
liquor.
Is different, but there's an ice cream place attached to the actual
an ice
Petals
cream.
And Paws.
What is this place?
It's actually a pretty good ice cream place.
It's a great ice cream place. Yeah. Ashley's told me I can't eat it, but I know she enjoys it.
It's pretty good. So anyway, I'm at this light, and I'm exhausted. I've worked hours, and I'm just sitting there in my beat up Subaru, which with its transmission going, and there's this guy next to me in a car, and it's one of these like sedans, but it's kind of like souped up a little bit. He's got his snapback. It is dark outside. He's got his sunglasses on, and he starts revving the engine. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding
me. How dark was it, John?
This is like 10:30 at night,
and he's got his sunglasses.
Oh,
on?
Oh yeah, this guy was a
come on man.
He wanted to race you.
What a well, he starts like what a he starts revving the engine. I'm like.
My transition can't handle a rev right now, dude.
I'm at this moment, I'm almost flattered that he thinks that I'd like to race him. And I'm stopping going like, dude, my transmission will absolutely shit out right now. Are you kidding me? Like, what about you looking over said,
Folks, for those of you that don't know, Fibber just threw his head at us.
Go put that fucking thing
you
away.
Hate to see it. Anyway, I'm sitting there going like, oh man, oh, this is great. Thank you for thinking that I'd like to race you. But there's no way. And this guy just didn't take the hint. He's revving it more and more and more. And it's almost
what
like
kind of hints can you give a guy like this that you don't want to race?
What do you do? Do you hold up your hand and be like, I'm sorry, dude, I can't. All I'm doing is
that
looking
fella
at
on
him.
The Nissan Rogue sure wants to race at 11 p.m. on a Canton Strip here.
I was in my grandma car, my Subaru Outback.
The bus,
Yolanda is her name. Anyway,
Chewbacca.
Yolanda, baby.
So I'm sitting there.
Jolie.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
I couldn't help but have this like smirk on my face. Like, dude, you couldn't be any more wrong. And the light turns green.
And Josh wrecks him. He just guns it and wrecks
Josh
him.
Josh pulls a Ninja Kong race and he throws a banana and the guy slips off the road, crashes. Josh goes home and sleeps like a baby.
Man's played Mario Kart before. He knows how this works.
Nah, the real story is this guy goes, and he goes so fast that his car almost like fishtails a little bit.
Jesus. What kind of car did he have?
It was some type of sedan. It was so small. Honestly,
let's be honest. We don't know
cars. I don't know cars.
Josh with the vague term. It was some kind of sedan.
Let me put it this way.
I think it was a Hyundai Sonata.
All I'm saying is this guy probably put like thousands of dollars in this car so he could do exactly what he just did.
Almost wrecking the Chipotle.
And he guns it. And I see him go and I see the smoke behind him. And I couldn't help but laugh at this going like, dude, what are you doing, man? Because I was too old for that shit. Had I even had a car that had a good transmission, there's no way I would have beaten him.
You know,
I had a six-cylinder car. There's no way I would have come close to that guy.
In a sad turn of events, this guy actually hitboxed Donnie Phil as he was gunning it. Dead.
Folks, who don't
dead on impact.
Check out our first ever mini episode where we discuss breaking news on Punxsutawney.
The Philcast, everybody. Anyway, I was a weird mix of flattered and at the same time going
horny.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm shaking my head at this. So I was just too old for that shit.
You hate
at the
to
moment.
See it, man. Honestly, anybody in like a muscle car or like one of you hear them coming and it's like, why are you making my day worse now?
They just don't get it.
Because I don't have time for it. I really don't. I'm lucky if my truck is running at full steam at this point, and it might be having to do with us having children, you know. And it's like, for sure. You know, we have other things on our mind right now, but it's like, why put that much effort into a mode of transportation where you're probably burning gas like crazy, like muscling up this car for no reason. It probably is a Subaru Outback that's just like muscled up for no reason. Or VW Rabbit that they've really got going. It's like, enough. No one needs this in their life.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
You hate to see it.
Right. Yeah.
For me, it was a little over a year ago. We were seeing a friend's band play on St. Patty's Day out in Hartford over at what used to be Four Dads, something else now, I guess it's called a Brownstone or something like that.
We've got three dads here, folks.
We do. And it was one of those things. This was very kind of similar to what Josh is saying, but just a little different like environment and things. But I'm up to the bar going to pay my tab, and there's a young, probably college-age kid, and he sees me up there, and, you know, I'm just kind of moseying up to the bar. And it's very busy, so it's, you know, it's crowded. It's a little bit busy.
Bob, would you consider yourself a classic moseyer?
Yeah, I like the mosey.
I love the mosey.
So I mosey up there, and it's, like, taking a little while. And, you know, this kid, for some reason, like, thinks I'm kind of cool. And he's like, he's like, Stanley, there's, like, 15, 20 of us waiting there. He's like, oh, take a long time tonight, huh? And he's, like, nudging me, like, that's no problem, man. They're kind of busy, you know. He's like, ah, what are you drinking, man? You want a shot? I'm like, no, I'm good, man. Thank you.
You should have accepted.
You sure, man? Are you sure? All right. Like, so it's one of those things like this. Like, years ago, I've been like, oh, yeah, man. Like, would have kind of rallied behind him and been like, yeah, what's taking so long? Like, let's do shots. But I'm just up there. I'm just like, oh, no, No problem. No.
So, he's like, yeah, so you were able to have the power to just say, nah.
Yeah, and it's just like one of these things, like, he's like, oh, how about some beers? Like, no, I'm good, man. Like, it's like,
let's not.
I'm not here to, like, slam a shot in a beer with you and your college buddies, and I'm not here to start getting the poor waitress in a tizzy here. Like,
well, you made a good impression on the man.
I don't know why. But maybe he, the calamity, maybe the calmness of me was something he aspired for. But now it's kind of one of those things. In the same situation too, we loved seeing my coworker play out. It was in heart. We got home late and we're in bed very late. And it was one of those things. We woke up the next day. You're like, how do people in their 30s do that? Like, how is that?
Like,
a thing?
Go to bed late. Period.
As a parent, you do it, but it's different. Like, how do people voluntarily go out to these bars and stuff till 1, 2, 3 a.m. and get up and function? Like, now that's my weekend.
It's probably because they don't have kids.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's a theme, right?
I don't know, though, man. This was a year ago without kids, and it hurts. It hurts.
It does. It really does.
Do you remember the days where, and I guess this is kind of like cherry picking from the other segments I have, but like, once upon a time, there was a day where we went out, and the whole goal of the night was just to get hammered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now I look at that going, there's no way.
Sometimes the goal was like, well, maybe I won't puke tonight.
Right.
Now I'm like, I don't ever want to, like, come close to puking.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. No, I just look at it, and I'm like, there's so many things, and granted, there's a whole rapid fire rating segment about this later, which maybe we'll go into now.
I was out late the other night, and they tell me, Johnny boy, we know you're old, but you ain't old.
What kind of story is that?
It's like they say about Johnny Cash's music, old Cash is young Cash, old Johnny is young Johnny, and young Johnny is old Johnny. And I tell the ladies all the time, hop on in and show me that grin.
Tim, tell him to go away.
Uncle John, for nephew, the love you are of his
nephew.
God.
Nephew Tim, you are an old crotchety asshole.
And you know what? This is the point of this cast, Uncle John, because I
you want
can't
me to get off
it.
Your lawn, Nephew Tim?
Till your segment.
Before Uncle John's segment, let's go into this, right? Real quick. What is an underrated activity or interest that just has never lost its appeal to you? Because the rest of the cast is going to be things that we're trying to weigh whether or not we're too old for. But, like, is there something out there that is just timeless for you that you're just like, you know what? Regardless of how old I get, I'm going to be all about that.
It's the pregame beer.
Okay.
Pregame beer.
Maybe now it's a pregame beer instead of pregame beers. But, yes, there's something about having a – you know about this?
Here's the thing, Bob. I agree with you, and it's the pregame Deep Eddies for me. Where if we're going to like an event or something, like you know,
you do like to stash them.
I do. I stash the deadies, as we call them, and if I'm going to like you know, anywhere interesting whatsoever, like we're going. sound like what I'm saying, but like if we're going to like. I don't know. A family party. Sorry, Brennan. But I do it sometimes where I take a Deep Eddies before I go into the family party. Gets me a little looser to deal with family, you know? And that takes a lot for me at an old age to deal with family, I feel like.
You hear Land O'Lakes is getting into the shot game?
No.
Yeah, they're making a Deep Chetty shot.
Deep Chetties. Yeah, I wouldn't try that. But, you know, but any event, though, like if you're really kind of dreading a little bit, like going, and not that I dread all family events, right, I'm not saying that, but like any event in general, like either I'm dreading or like I just want to like be a little looser for, I'll take a Deep Eddie.
It's like
shot.
Jack Black once said, "Loosey goosey,
yeah."
Daddy like,
okay.
I feel like it's the same along the same lines as a pre beer.
Sure.
That's fair.
What do you like, JB?
I think being a father has shown me that there's certain activities that, regardless of how old I am, I find myself coming back to being like, I would have done this even if I didn't have a two-year-old at home, right?
Right.
And like some of them are just like, I'm a middle school teacher. The number 69 is always going to be funny to me.
That is funny.
And it comes up so often, and I sit there and I'm like, all right, guys, laugh it out, because it's funny, right? As like a father,
what
like
a silly fucker.
As a father, there's like, I love making snowmen. I've always loved doing that. Right?
He loves making love to snowmen, folks.
Yeah.
Well, if they're
That is not a melting splotch. Oh,
yeah.
You know, one thing that I absolutely love doing that I could care less. Like, it's a guilty pleasure of mine, is when I'm in a parking lot or a grocery store and I have a grocery cart.
Yeah. He skates it.
You know what I'm going to do. You ride it like a scooter, man.
Hell no, dude. I don't do that anymore. I'm too old for that shit.
Well, and that's the point of the cast,
right?
You're
still hauling it up onto the curb?
Well, if I get there, right? You build up a little speed. You hop up on it, and you just go. You coast it. You coast it down the aisle. No matter how old
I get. Dude, if I see a middle-aged man like yourself doing that, I'll try to hit him with my truck.
I gave that up about 6 or 7 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe 12.
Dude, why did you give it up?
I don't know. I did master the alley under the curb, though.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, wait until Val's of an age, right? Because I do this with Nora in the cart, too, right? I plop her in there and I say,
this isn't safe.
No. It's totally fine because the weight actually balances out.
Josh, your coordination is poor at best.
But Nora loves it. Nora loves it, man. I'm just saying.
Well, anyway, in a safe place.
We worry about the man.
There's a lot of things that are out there that no matter how old I get, I'm going to love, right? I've realized I love dino nuggets more than actual chicken nuggets.
What about like, Josh, sorry to interrupt. What about like staying up late for like one of the later football games? Like I'll do that as an older person. Yeah, still.
I try.
I will say that it is a try.
It is a try, yeah.
I can't stay up for shit.
It's tough, but like if it's a game I'm actually interested in on the later night.
You remember me on the Lord of the Rings marathon day?
Dude, Bob fell asleep like halfway through the second Lord of the Rings.
What percent would you say I actually watched of the films?
It had to be at most 40%.
Yeah.
And it was Lord of the Wings night. So yeah. To be fair, we did have a break. We got
remember
some
though,
Tims.
Like the first thing I did, like after the first meal, I'm like, you guys got a blanket?
You know who was more concerning was our friend Pete, who just stared at the screen the entire time, didn't say a word to anyone.
Yeah, he was very invested.
By the way, congratulations, Pete, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, but still.
Congrats to
new Papa Pete.
Ellis.
Baby Ellis. Ellis? Pete?
Ellis. Baby Ellis.
Pete, Ellie. Is that how you say? I don't know. Ellis.
We love him. We love her.
Josh.
Anyway.
We love the man. Pete. Not Ellis we love too.
You know what's getting old is your tab.
Son of a gun.
I thought someone paid that off.
Right. Brand did, but the check bounced. Just like Ursula's titties.
Not that.
All right, here
up
we go.
Up and down they go.
Yummy. Uncle John's Snack Shack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well put, Uncle John.
There it is.
All right, boys. So
pulled my ass crack.
Oh no.
So I asked Uncle John to get us.
Slap my nuts.
No.
Oh no. So I talked to John about getting us a couple snacks tonight that I was curious about. They're not necessarily foods for a younger audience, but they're always part of that culture, right? So I wanted to ask you if we were too old for snacks like these. Bob, what do you got in your what do you got going right now?
Got some gummy worms.
Yep.
So the first snack I got for you, ooh, a little puberty there, are some gummies, right? These are gummy worms. They're
finally hit it.
Wow.
I fashioned these gummies into my teeth.
Yeah, he looks like a walrus right now. Let's ignore him right now. Anyway.
You hate to see
it. Tim, when it comes to gummies, are you too, like, regardless of the shape, are you too old to eat a gummy of any type?
I wouldn't say that I'm too old to eat a gummy, but it's definitely a lot more work than when I was a kid.
What do you think, Bob?
Not at all. I get these frequently, often weekly. I actually had some before I came over today for lunch, for a snack this afternoon.
For lunch.
I love, especially Haribo. These are amazing. I love gummies.
Haribo's a great gummy bear.
It's a gummy worm, to be clear, but...
Does the shape change whether or not you feel like you're too old to have it?
Not if it's Haribo.
No, it's good.
Like gummy worms are very much catered to towards kids. There's a difference between a worm and a bear.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Bears eat worms.
One's a massive threat. One is a piece of bait.
Yeah.
So although not drawn to scale, because the gummy bears are technically smaller than the gummy worms.
That's true. Mm.
If you ever watch Dune, the worms, they're wild.
No, I haven't.
No. I caught a bear trying to break into my trash twice today.
Dude, I've cleaned up after a bear twice this week.
Had to trace it off. I heard like some banging around, thought the Amazon guy was there. No. Big fucking black bear trying to break into my trash.
Bears are a problem these days.
I charged them down, ran them off.
They are a nuisance.
Yeah.
They really are. And they really, like the state calls them a nuisance, and they are right.
This thing has two tags.
This is a nuisance animal.
Dude, I had one in my backyard, no tags.
No,
not afraid.
Two tags, if you call them in again, dead.
Really?
No, yeah. Kidding.
Now, see, I wouldn't want that. But
I kind of would, though.
I guarantee you somebody, here would be my solution. I was thinking of going down to Jim's Hardware, getting my CO2 tank filled, and I would just pop them a couple times with a paintball. Not lethal, but I'd send them a message. Oh, no, I'm sure I'd get in trouble for that.
Plus,
what, you're telling me if I call the...
Plus, if you hit him with a paintball, he'd look silly to his bear friends.
Oh, you don't want to embarrass the fucker after he ate one of my daughter's diapers, you know, from the trash.
Dude,
but
that was one of the most rewarding moments of my week this week.
When Josh ate his baby's diaper. Oh,
no. When I was watching this bear, because when you see a bear come up to your trash can, there's really not much you can do, right?
I scare the thing off, Josh. Showered to him.
Well, no, I have
you
a...
yelled at him?
I have a foghorn. This bear didn't do anything with that, right? So I watched him grab the garbage, and I was like, oh, that's Nora's diapers right there. And it took him a minute to bring it down. He started getting into it, and he hated it. And I'm watching going like, you fucker.
Josh said, eat shit.
Well, and he did.
He tried to, and then he was like, nah. So what do you guys think of the gummy bears? Is that an overrated, underrated, rated fairy?
Josh, these are gummy worms, man.
Fair enough. Gummy worms.
Gummy worms. Underrated candy.
They're rated fairly.
And because they do take a little extra time.
Kind of a pain in the butt.
No,
sure.
I love it.
Like, with my cavities, I don't like it.
I love them with cavities without. I will eat them here or there.
You will eat them with that bear.
Huh.
All right, I got another one for you. I see kids with these all the time, and I wonder, like, if I was to eat them, am I too old for these? And these are a childhood staple, but at the very same time, it's like, well, as an adult, what do I do? These are the Pop-Tarts. This is a brown sugar and cinnamon Pop-Tart, my personal favorite. What do you think? Are these a kid's snack, or are these acceptable as an adult?
They're closer to a kid's snack than an adult.
These are okay to have from time to time. These are not to be taken seriously as a meal.
No.
And they're not quite snack territory.
And they're definitely a stomach problem waiting to happen for
me. I think
me.
I'm okay stomach-wise with them, but there's not much... these are a weird category like of a food for me. I think I might be a little too old for these, but I will have one every now and then.
No, I'm going to say I'm too old for a Pop-Tart.
I'm happy you said that, because I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I might go get a pack of these, honestly.
Like, if you pull out no one takes you seriously as an adult if you're eating a goddamn Pop-Tart. That's
I agree, but...
But you have to take that into account with the question.
Yes, and I agree with that. Like, no one's going to take me seriously, nor should I be eating these on a regular basis. That said, this is delicious.
It's fine.
No, it's good. It's really good.
It's too sweet.
No, it's good.
It's not good for your cholesterol, Bob.
I don't have problems with my cholesterol, just my triglycerides.
I just think about the practical times where I'd be eating this.
There's no time where it's an appropriate time for someone our age to be eating one of these.
This.
What about on a podcast with their friends?
Now, Bob, we don't talk about that. This to me is too sweet for breakfast.
Did you know Punxsutawney Phil is a father?
You think he's feeding his baby these tarts?
Because there's two of these in a pack, it's too much for a snack.
See,
I think it's too little for a breakfast.
Do you feel like it's almost like trying to tell your adult self, like, it's okay because there's two of them? Like, it's acceptable?
Right, but it's too sweet.
It's too sweet. Bob, it's too sweet.
No, it's not.
You're more You're more of a sugar guy, though. You like sugar.
Oh, they call me Sweetie.
Yeah. that's what we refer to you as on the cast, Sweetie Bob.
Yeah, his name is in my phone.
They call me Sweetie Todd.
But, like, you couldn't, you could, I don't, I, Bob, if you ate these, I feel like on any given day,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you could take yourself seriously while eating a
Pop-Tart.
No,
I couldn't.
And I feel like that's more of the question.
But now that I've had this, I would like to have a pack at home.
Sure.
They're pretty good.
Like, yeah. You could sit there and you could eat probably four of
but
these.
But I do though. See what you're saying. Like, there's no reason for me to have
this. Right.
I am too old for this shit.
It's not quite a snack, and it's just not nutritionally, like,
Bob,
beneficial to me.
Here's a question.
Standard. Yes.
Are you or are you not too old for this shit? And I feel like the answer is yes.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know, I like watching that Austin Powers. I like the Fembots.
All right, so we can agree. We're a little too old for that shit.
How do you open this?
I'm looking at it right now from all angles. I don't know.
Holy hell.
I just powered through it. The next thing I have for you boys is a Sunny D. I thought about going Capri Sun with this, but...
No, we love Capri Sun. You know this.
Capri Sun's good. Sunny D. This is a quintessential childhood drink. And granted, OJ in itself is an adult drink.
You just ripped the top off like a barbarian.
So when it comes to Sunny D, are we too old for this shit?
The answer is yes. We are.
Dude, Sunny D actually sucked for a long time.
We are too old for Sunny D, Josh.
You know when I realized Sunny D sucked? In first grade.
Honestly, yeah, it's just super concentrated sugary orange juice.
It's too tangy to be orange juice, and it's too non-tangy to be like a soda.
I'm not,
it's shit.
And I'm not saying I don't enjoy this, which I do kind of a little bit. But
I
like,
love it.
But like the sweetness is just... I'm too old for that
shit. Give me
shit.
A Tang.
Gosh, I'm too old for
Give
this
shit. Give me a
shit.
Capri.
Capri Suns are interesting, too. I still think we'd say we were too old for Capri Suns.
No, not Capri. I buy a pack every time I go to Wally.
That's a lie.
Ask my wife. It's true.
You do? You buy a pack of Capri Sun every time?
Not every, but most times, yeah.
I don't mind a Capri Sun.
I usually buy two packs.
But Capri Sun is at least
pack.
Taken. Here's the thing.
I'm a
here's the
fan,
difference.
Though.
Capri Sun has taken strides to ensure that they're not giving children too much sugar. They,
is that true?
I mean the only thing on this is that it's 100% vitamin C for 8 ounces.
I mean, it is good for me,
but it just doesn't taste good.
It's tangy. That's it.
It's too sweet, man.
All right, we're too.
Oh, now what you just gave me here.
We are too old for Pop-Tarts and Sunny D.
Yeah.
But this next one is a childhood lunch staple, which I'm very curious about because there's many variations of this. Welcome to the good old fashioned Polio string cheese. Now, it is a hunk of cheese.
Yeah.
But are you too old for this?
No, I'm not too old for this. This is classically underrated string cheese, and he's done the tusks again. Yeah, honestly,
the tongue doesn't make it any better.
The thing with string cheese is it's not too unhealthy for you. You know,
it's a hunk of cheese.
Like you can't. Say like, oh, I'm being a naughty adult by eating this. You know, it's just like, it's just cheese. It is what it is, and I'll eat it any time of the day. I'm fine with this.
It's a healthy amount of fun.
Yeah,
I actually don't hate this. I actually feel like I'm not too old for this.
No, me neither. I take some of these for lunch sometimes.
Sure.
Polio, you got brand name. I usually go with the store brand. Like cheese string.
It really was only like 50 cents different. So I was like, let's go with the Polio.
You seen that they have
another?
Have you seen that they have like the cheddar and stuff now? I like those.
Oh, yeah, the mixed twist.
No, just the cheddar.
Thank you.
It is good. And I feel like it's underrated to have a little bit of protein like this. It's not unhealthy for you. You know, you get your cheese fix. Right?
I don't sit there and I don't pull the strings now. I just bite it, but
I'm not too old for this. I know that.
Mm. Ooh.
On its own, would you rate it overrated, underrated, rated fairly?
String cheese is classically underrated, I feel like.
I'll go with that for sure.
I feel like it's underlooked, too. You know, people don't understand it.
I think it went in a world where...
Why are you trying to take this from
me? Man's not saying it. I got it. Oh. I got it. Anyway, it's just fun. You get to play with your food. Why not?
No, I don't do the strings. I just bite. I'm too old for the strings, Josh.
Mm. Still pretty good.
I like the cheese.
Bob, what's the last thing I gave you?
Yummy snack pack.
Do you remember that scene in Billy Madison with the snack pack?
Exclusively.
It's all he remembers of anything ever.
So let's be real. Snack pack, pudding pack, whatever you want. This was a childhood lunchbox staple.
You gotta lick the top, though.
You have to.
That's why I tell Ursula.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, we don't like that, but no. I think it's really hard to take anybody seriously when they have a pack of pudding, but when you are of a certain age, are you too old for a prepackaged pudding pack?
Yeah.
This is a tough one for me.
I say yes, and I also have a little bit of a bias against these because I actually don't think snack packs are that good, but they are essential in a dirt cake with worms. Which, in those cases, I love them. On their own, like, this is something we're too old for. Like,
dirt
I'm
cake
watching
is
Tim
great.
Eat this right now with the spoon and smiling at me. And if I saw him at work doing this, I would think of him as a fool.
A fair point, Bob. I mean, you got to get the tri-flavor, though, if you're going to get it, right? Please stop.
Bob is unhinged. I got the one that was chocolate and vanilla. I mean, it's good. It's good.
Is that what I got?
But if I'm sitting at lunch at work, yeah, that's what everyone has.
Oh.
If I'm sitting at work and I'm eating a pudding pack, I feel a little childish.
There's no nutrition.
I think bar none, you can't look like an adult eating this. You look like a goddamn idiot.
I think this is actually a little worse to bring in than a Pop-Tart.
I would agree with
really?
That. I would actually agree with that.
At least a tart, someone might be like, they were in a bind. Like, at least they're getting a couple carbs.
Josh.
And, like, if you got a spoon and you're digging into a pudding pack.
Josh, you can eat a tart or you can become a tart by eating this.
Words to live by, Tim.
Looks like a shart.
I mean, it's delicious. There's no denying that. I love a pudding.
Those were not real snack packs.
Damn it all, Uncle John.
Let me throw a couple else at you. I didn't have time to get these, but like with mac and cheese that has noodles that are shaped like whatever cartoon.
No, you're never too old.
You're never too old to that?
In theory, the novelty is useless, but I find that the cartoon shapes absorb the cheese better.
It's true. A lot of little
especially the SpongeBob.
Oh, I was going to say, I hate SpongeBob, but I get those because they absorb the cheese perfectly.
The way the cheese leaks through that SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
What about Dino Nuggets?
They're great.
Are you too old to have them, though?
No. If you're eating chicken nuggets, here's the thing. Again, the novelty. Oh, it's T-Rex. No, it's not. It's just a misshapen chicken nugget.
Yeah,
and it's fine.
Fair.
You eat it, you enjoy it.
A descendant, if you will.
Muppet.
I love it.
What about those Hugs barrels of juice?
Little Hugs.
Those,
too old.
Those are excellent tasting, but you are too old.
Way
for
too
them.
Old.
Gushers.
Never too old.
I hate to say it.
No.
Yeah, I hate to say it, Tim, too. In a world where you can buy Welch's
there he is.
Or natural fruit snacks, don't get me wrong, I like the Gush. Too old. Mm. Too old for Gush.
I'll literally kill you.
Ah, don't do it.
What about Go-Gurt?
No. Let me go back to the Gushers. I have to defend these.
They called me the Gusher.
Here's the thing with the Gushers, Bob. They are the best tasting gummy you could get.
I disagree with that.
Compared
Think
to
about
what?
It. Like, get yourself a pair of regular gummies.
The original Scooby-Doo gummies were better.
Well, those aren't around anymore.
That's true.
Any gummy right now is nothing compared to a Gusher's gummy. Right, they're so delicious.
Gushers are good.
You're not too old for a Gush, thank Suede.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt, no. Okay. Well, hold on.
I like a Go-G.
I like a Go-G, but you may look silly.
Yeah. As you look ridiculous eating these.
You might be too old for them.
But they are delicious.
You eat them in private.
Yeah, eat them in private.
Let me move on
from the childhood staples, but like as we are approaching our mid-30s here, fast food.
Josh, I'm 32. Calm yourself.
Oh, hold up, man. You're almost 33. You're closer to 33 than you are freshly 32.
I'm as fresh as they come, Josh.
When it comes to fast food, is it worth the risk?
No. You need to get it. What?
Is it worth the risk? Are you too old to worth the risk? Like to look at
to
it and
eat
say
fast food?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
You have to time it well. You have. Here's the thing. What Josh is saying, I think, is you need to be very careful when you have fast food. When I was a young man, I could go on my break at the store over to McDonald's.
When I was a young boy,
my father took me out to McDonald's.
And I had a Big Mac.
Not bad. But no, I could eat a double cheeseburger and a crispy chicken or McChicken every day on my break and no problem.
Okay.
No repercussions, no weight gained.
Right.
Now if I eat one of those, I'm going to wake up the next day feeling like garbage.
Yes.
I am going to shit three times before I leave for work. My stomach is going to feel like there's knives sitting in it at work. And then chances are I'm going to probably have acid reflux for the rest of the day.
Can I say this?
It's not worth it.
You can.
Can I say this?
No.
If you... All right. I'll stop. Josh. If you go and you have something that you've tested as an adult. So like... for instance, let me give you an example.
Patience?
We've all tested that.
I think we said the same thing.
But if you know that you can handle a Dave's single from Wendy's.
That's what I yacked about, I was telling you.
Listen, though. Oh. If I get a Dave's double, I know it's going to be a hit or miss. Mm. If I get a Dave's triple, I know that I will be squirting out my ass the next day. So it's kind of learning yourself.
Hold on.
But listen, you've learned. This is a thing that is purely
evil.
It can be, but is purely something you have to have learned about yourself as an adult. So like
I think that's true.
So like
that's
there's certain things statement. That I am safe with at McDonald's, at Wendy's, never at Burger King. I know that. Never
You're
at
not good
Taco
at the
Bell.
King?
No, never happened. Never happened.
Wow.
See, my thing is like I don't do fast food all that often, but I'm always tempted by it in general, right? So when I look at a Taco Bell, I'm always tempted to stop. I'll be tempted to stop on my way home tonight.
Whoa.
But I
actually have a couple of times on my way back from the cast.
Sure.
All three or four of those times, 100% regret.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Not
right?
a single time where I was like, oh, that wasn't a bad choice. 100%, what the fuck did you
but,
do that
but
for?
But you know
but
it.
You wake up the next day and you're like, I'm too old for this.
You're like,
I gotta stop.
I had three fucking burgers.
Exactly. That's the thing. But like, this is something you generalize it to fast food. It's something that as an adult, you learn what you can handle. You learn what you can handle. Because if I come home and I'm especially hungry, like at 3 p.m. on a work day, right? And I go through the McDonald's drive-thru, I know I'm fine getting a McChicken. I'll be okay for the rest of the day. I'm not going to be too full for dinner or anything like that. But if I'm a little greedy with myself, and I say, I'm going to get the McChicken and the McDouble.
No.
You're done at that point. If I get two of one of them, like if I get two McDoubles or two McChickens, I know I'm screwed. I just know that I need one sandwich if I'm going to get myself through that afternoon.
Right.
So I've learned myself to that point where I can gauge. And it's this, you know, when we used to play volleyball, I was a classic stopper at
Wendy's. Oh, you
love
the Wendells.
And Josh knew something was wrong one night.
You love Wendy's, right?
I love Wendy's.
You love when these nuts drag across your chin. Okay, all right, very nice. That's what I tell them.
So Josh knew there was something very wrong with me one night when we stopped on the way back. I had fallen during the volleyball game, and I couldn't eat my burger. And I'm a one burger kind of guy.
He was struggling. I
was struggling where I couldn't eat it. Josh took me to the emergency room. That's how bad this was.
I don't want to make it sound like an overreaction, but we were sitting there, and I'm looking at him going, oh, my God. I've never seen him like this before.
I've never seen him like this.
Well, to a testament of how good of a Josh friend he is, how good of a friend Josh is.
There you go.
Thank you. he was like, you know what? I know Tim very well, and him not finishing a Dave's double right now is not a normal thing for him. He took me to...
There were no physical symptoms, folks, but it was all appetite.
that doctor did not like Tim.
Yeah, no, that doctor didn't like me, but Josh took me to the emergency room. He was there till 3 a.m. with me. Yeah.
Wow.
I did what I could.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ah.
Anyway, folks, we got a few more segments here. So, Uncle John, any other?
A few more.
I bid you a duty.
Oh, very nice, Uncle John.
I'm gonna take a shit into.
Oh, okay. Go.
Rapid fire rating.
You should check it out.
Yes.
All right, fellas. So. I've got a whole list here. I hope you're ready for it because I spent a lot of time thinking about activities that we just need to almost put ourselves on blast here and say, are we too old for all of these things?
Fuck yeah, we are.
So
I've been sitting in this chair for 2 hours and I'm too old for it.
We are very, very old.
Oh, I'm squirming.
So I have a lot. I'll try to pare it down a little bit here. But
no, don't.
Don't you worry, Josh.
All right. So because there's so many, I'm just going to ask you to go through them pretty quick here.
If I need to explain something, I will, Josh.
All right. I'm going to start off with something pretty near to our hearts. Are you too old for an event that happens after 9 o'clock at night?
Yes.
Depends.
More than once a week, yes.
If I prepare for it through the week.
Are you saying if you have enough time to like mentally prepare
yourself?
If I
have enough time to mentally prepare myself.
This is
kind of
like the fast food thing. If you prepare, fine.
That's the thing. Like, if you know you have something coming Friday, because here's the thing, and this might be a blanket statement for all fathers out there with a small baby. If you have a baby, you know that that baby starts getting ready for bed at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You have an event at someone's house that starts at 7 p.m. You have to mentally prepare with your spouse, and you both have to be on board with this, that it's like, this event starts at 7 p.m. all the way over here. We're going to go to it, and mm-hmm. either we're going to get a babysitter or we're going to bring this kid and reap the problems that it causes. And if
suffer
you
the cons.
Are, right, suffer right. the cons. And if you are ready for it and you can prepare for it, it's like, okay, Friday night might be a shitty night for us because it's off the schedule of the baby. And that's just the way that I've become as an older adult.
I think it's fair, though.
With a child. And I think it's fair, too. But, like, maybe you are a little too old for these things.
Well, and you got to, even just aside from the fatherhood.
As
like,
I scarfed down a Revo. Maybe I am too old. I don't know.
Well, aside from just that, whether or not it affects the baby's schedule at night, you have to get up.
Right.
And function as a parent. You need to sure. get up and get some work done. Right. If it's during the week, you need to get up and go to work. I mean, we're finding that these things aren't easy to do with no sleep anymore. you know, sure, some of it comes with age, but some of it comes with adding responsibilities. Like, in your 20s, people are always like, oh, you could do it in your 20s. Well, yeah, in your 20s, you're living at home. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about anything.
Minimal responsibilities.
Yeah. You can fucking recover on your own for mm-hmm. a bit without it being an issue. These days, no. If you fuck up, you got 12 hours ahead of you where you need to choke that shit down and suffer through the pain.
Guys, I have Saturdays off. I have Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. off, but I am with my child from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's not a day off anymore.
No.
It's just like right. you are, you're dictated by this schedule now. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be at least functional for that Saturday.
Dude, and speaking from that next stage ahead, when they are wanting to play and they're mm-hmm. so receptive to how you are and how invested you are in their games.
When you want a bottle and they want their bottle.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, like, Nora knows when I'm not 100% invested in playing a game with her. So if I'm not on my game, I'm just screwed the whole time.
You have a bad time.
Because I'm sitting there going, like, I want to play with you, but I don't want to play as much as you want to play. And she senses that, and she's like, I could care less about what you think right now.
Yeah, you're going to want to play.
Take this baby. We're going to pretend to be like mamas right now. and you better be feeding this baby. It's ridiculous, man.
Josh is Buckle the up. Classic
Josh gets
mama
over
head.
It. He puts the doll up to his tea, and he tries his best.
Nora's big thing is she really likes to either pretend like I'm a monster and I'm chasing her, or like I'm a dino.
This is no pretense.
Or she's a dino and she's chasing me. And it's just this constant,
it's like, because you give her the dino nuggets, Josh.
Well, it's
try the regular, like, Josh.
Running around, and then she'll be like, red light, stop. And then she'll
and those
like
are the
minute.
Best times of your life.
And then you ask like, her to hold go. That red light for a couple hours.
And if you're not going as fast as she wants, she's just like, come on, let's go. And you're like, whoa, where did this come from?
All right, I'm about to jump out this window. That sounds awful.
Tim, you're screwed. All right, so how about this? Another one, different direction. All-you-can-eat buffets. Are you too old for all-you-can-eat buffets?
Nope, I'm not too old for all-you-can-eat buffets because every time I eat too much, and I know I will, but, like, again, it's the planning ahead.
I'm too old for them.
No, it's the planning ahead.
I don't
ahead.
Think you can plan ahead, Tim.
You can. Like, if you're ready to if you have the, so, all right, perfect example. A couple of Fridays ago, my parents took us to the Chinese buffet in Torrington.
Wow, super buff?
That
super
one will
buff.
Get ya.
Oh, it'll get you. But, like, I was prepared for it for 3 days beforehand, where I was like, Friday, I'm going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm going to mentally prepare myself because I know I'm going to eat too much, but I'm okay with it because I'm ready on Friday night that I'm going to have some stomach issues. And I knew I was going to have some stomach issues.
Did
so
you?
Yes. Of course I did. It's super buffet.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, I was fine with it. And, like, if you mentally prepare yourself in advance, and I feel like this is going to be the same for a lot of these things that you're mentioning, Josh. If I mentally prepare myself, I can do it. Like, if I'm in that zone where I'm like, I'm going to overeat, it's going to suck for this amount of hours, I'm okay.
Do you see how old I am now where I had to literally recline in this chair and my back's getting too tight?
Well, that's a tough chair to recline in.
We need to invest in comfier chairs.
Oh,
I invested in my comfy chair. It's nice. It's also terrible. I can't do anything in this chair.
So. I forgot my paper bag pad.
Your paper bag pad. Remember that?
Oh, I loved it.
But yeah, I think if you mentally prepare, you're okay.
Okay.
But that if you're unprepared and someone suggests a buffet and it just gets tossed out into the crowd, you're like, okay, we're all going to go to a buffet. Now it's like, all right, now I need to figure this out.
I'll say you can still go, but it's reckless.
It is reckless regardless.
Yes.
There's no way that it's not going to be reckless.
100% reckless.
Yeah. Yep. There's no way to just like go there and be like, I'm gonna eat an adequate amount for my body. Just like I'm gonna overeat.
Hey, you didn't finish your second plate. Time for some shrimp and dumplings.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it. Throw on another piece of the oven pizza.
Shit, I didn't hit up the hibachi grill. Oh no. I don't trust a hibachi grill.
No. You hate to see it. How about this? Are you too old for bottom shelf liquor?
Yes.
Yes. Liquor, yes. Bottom shelf beer, never too old.
Very different conversation. Right.
Yeah, shelf liquor, yeah, you got to be careful. That you can't do that.
I was too old for it when you served us Dubra at your wedding, Josh.
Once again, I'm sorry.
Go back to the wedding, Cass.
Are you too old to go somewhere without knowing their parking situation?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. My wife is an excellent woman. She is able to plan ahead to a point where I don't have to worry anymore.
Wow.
So she'll look up a place that we're going, and she's like, this is what we're going to do when we get to that place. She knows me enough to tell me, like, you don't need to worry. We have this planned out.
She plans the parking.
She even plans the parking. She's like, this is the parking scenario in this situation. And I'm like, okay. Sounds good. You know, it's fine.
Dude, what the hell was the other day? There was actually, it's been a couple times in the past few years where, like, if we
Pop,
can't
you're
talk,
playing footsie under man. The table with me. Like,
I'm trying to get comfy here. But there's been a couple times, like, if we will, like, we'll do a lap once, and if there's no parking, we'll just fucking leave. Like, that's where we're at now. Like, yeah. Years back when you're 20s, when you're young, you're like, you'll park fucking a mile down the street and walk. Now I'm like, oh, no parking. Guess we're going to the Applebee's. I'm just kidding. You don't go to the Applebee's anymore.
No, you never go. I went to the Applebee's, like... Oh. Maybe 2 months ago with one of my guys.
No, you don't go.
And, like, I got the all-you-can-eat. What was it? The all-you-can-eat wings.
Oh.
And after, like, the first plate, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, they know no one wants more than one or two.
Ah, damn it. I just had a sip of the Sunny D. It wasn't my Gatorade.
Oh.
How about this one? Are you too old to wait in a long line for something?
Yes, just for the same reason I'm having trouble sitting in the chair. I start getting fidgety in the line. My claustrophobia is at an all-time high. And my patience is very bad.
You want to hear a funny story about a line?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So we were in Mexico.
What the fuck is this all about?
Ashley, myself, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, we actually went along on their honeymoon. They invited us.
Nice.
We went to Mexico, and we got...
I've been down there. Oh, down in Mexico.
Uncle John, it is way Mexico. Past your segment.
I ate the worm.
Okay. So we were in this line.
Tequila.
Very long line. Like, it was one of those, you know, roped lines where, like, you're weaving back and forth. Yeah. And there's, like, a nice fast line, like, next to us. They're just going through. And, like, we're waiting in this line for probably about, like, 30 minutes. And Ashley looked at us all, and she's like, you guys notice, like, everybody in this line is, like, a different nationality. Like, they're speaking, like, different languages. And we realized we were in the immigrant line.
Oh.
So not, like, the going back to the United States line for, like, U.S., citizens. Oh, wow. So, like, we, like, shamefully, like, pulled our shit out of that line, went, like, right up to the front of the U.S.
You gotta
line.
Be careful there, man.
It was sketchy. Like, we all looked around, like, yeah.
That was
this doesn't
weird.
Seem like our line. I'm not trying to be racist, but it was like, yeah, it's like, geez, I think we're in the wrong line.
And you don't want to get pulled and then be like, hey, and be like, oh, no, I'm going back legal. Trust me. I gotta be home.
Yeah, that's an awkward conversation.
Yeah, it was weird.
How about this one? How do you feel like you're too old to go in a bounce house?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm just big enough. We're on
I'd like old. To, but I know I shan't.
No.
Even what? Trampolines, honestly.
Yeah, trampolines, everyone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's just you, if you rent a bounce house for just yourself, maybe you and your kid, fine.
But just if you're on a trampoline, Tim.
Sure. But if you're at a party, don't go in. Just that weird adult in the bounce house, and people are like, why is that?
Again, same thing in my 20s. Anytime I went somewhere there was a trampoline, I'm like, oh, a trampoline, huh? And I'd hop on. Now I'm like, don't even look twice.
If it's your own trampoline, though, you're fine.
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy one now. It's just an accident.
I'll go on a trampoline within family.
I went on a tramp named Eileen, and...
No.
She
was a bouncer.
How about this one? Are you too old... for concerts without seating?
Borderline. Depends on how late and how long the concert goes. I can stand for a couple hours, but that's about it. Also, what's the heat level? Is there somebody... you know what the problem with these concerts?
The heat level is always too high.
Are there people breathing on me? Is there that one acne-ridden kid with the glasses in front of me ripping rancid farts? Like in the pit area, like if that's going on, then yes,
concerts of you?
Dude, every fucking concert,
exclusively Weird Al Yankovic.
Like every concert, there's that one asshole who's just ripping ass in the fucking pit area.
Here's the thing, it depends.
Gaseous.
It just says gaseous in the way. So it depends, because. I mean, I remember a concert that I was at with your brother, and I was perfectly fine just sitting in a seat. And your brother kept trying to get me up, and like, oh, you gotta yell for this fucking song or whatever. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm sitting.
There are those who watch, and there are those who
I'm a watcher. I'm a watcher, you know. And
I think these days I am too.
Yeah, I'm a watcher at this point. I'm not gonna get up.
I used to have to be in the pit. I can't now. I think I've learned that
I've
lesson.
I've never been a pit guy.
Last time I tried to do it was a five years ago now. Went in a couple moments, my shoulder got dislocated and I got hit in the face. And I took the lesson quickly. I was able to reset my shoulder. And I stood back on the edge the entire time and just shook my head. I was not upset. I was grateful because that was the lesson of like, you are done.
I'm a sitter and
your
I'm a time nodder.
Has come. Yeah, time's come. It's okay.
Yep.
I'm too old for that shit. I am.
I am.
I remember I had I was at Warped Tour once.
Ooh.
And one of our acquaintances had found her way up to where she was crowd surfing.
Oh, no.
And I was far ahead of her.
What are the initials of this person?
LT.
LD?
I'll tell you later. And the moral of the story is I didn't see her coming, and neither did anybody else behind me or around me. And it was just this disaster of a crowd surf where she just full body weight fell on this pack. And that was part of it. I just remember my neck crunching. Oh, I was like,
Josh.
Oh, my God.
Josh, your bendy limbs are not built for this.
Dude, she was not built for crowd surfing. My point was... she was too far back. You know, there's a pseudo etiquette of when you're crowd surfing, get a little bit closer so you can go up to the stage.
Yeah, you want
to
get all the way up
there's
there.
There's no real etiquette.
But if you're
out, it is fun, man.
But if you're out in the boonies,
never been, never will.
I did it reluctantly once, like I was forced into it. Then I did it three more times that same show. I think it was the only show I did it at, but man, was it fun.
Yeah, it's a unique. You're too old for that.
You're
shit.
Too old.
It'll never happen again.
Let me ask you this, guy. Are you too old for TV without closed captioning?
Yes. No.
TV
no.
Without,
no.
Yeah, no.
I don't do closed captioning.
Dude, I do closed captioning all the fucking time.
Dude, fuck
what
you.
What is this about, Josh?
Come on. You're not that old.
Dude, I do it all the time. I
is it just because you don't want to wake the nor?
I mean, sometimes.
Well,
sometimes.
That's reasonable.
No. That's not even reasonable.
Well, hold up. You can't say that you haven't turned on closed captioning when Seamus is trying
to sleep. No, I haven't
turned
on closed captioning ever because I'm not a bitch. I won't do that. Absolutely.
Jeez, man.
Not.
I actually haven't done it yet either, Josh.
There's no way I'm doing closed captioning. If you see me doing closed captioning, just take me out back and shoot me in the fucking head because I'm done at that point.
I had no idea he was so passionate.
God
I like
damn
closed
it.
Captioning. I like
he
reading.
He turns on a Teletubbies.
No, no. I don't like reading when I'm watching to enjoy. I don't look at a show to read, Josh.
Fair enough.
God damn it.
I like,
Josh!
I like dialogue, Tim.
Dude, then listen to it like a human.
Sometimes I'm a little distracted. There's a lot going on.
What are you distracted by?
A 2.5-year-old who has so many emotions.
Put her to bed. It's time for your shows.
Dude, you have no idea how
hard. Programs.
Time for your programs, Josh. You need to watch Jerry Springer the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
I did like him.
Josh, come on.
Those proud insults don't hit as hard when it's on closed captioning.
Closed captioning.
No, but I do like reading it.
I'd rather nail I'd do a nail gun in my big toe rather than watch closed captioning.
All right, a couple more. Are you too old to help organize a group vacation?
Yeah.
Never did it when I was younger. Ain't about to start now.
I'm not an organizer, Josh, no. But my wife is. So I'm old enough to allow my wife to do that.
An organizer? I thought that was just a man who seduced a lot of keyed instruments. Similar to a womanizer.
Yeah, I'm fine letting Ashley do that. I won't do it.
Yeah, my wife's the planner.
Are you guys too old to have a poster hung on the wall without a frame?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I love Bruschetta, and I love.
As he looks around the room,
dude. I always go out of my way. I actually pay more for frames than I do for posters and pictures these days. I
think he's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
You might be able to get away with like one in a big room, but like literally 99% framed.
If it's not framed, there's a problem.
Yeah, no, it's true. Framed.
At our age, for sure. Like, maybe kids, you know, like.
But did they ever find out who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, it was Joey Bides. You never hang out with Joey.
I think Joey fingered Freddy, too.
You never finger with Joey, that's for sure.
All right, so let me switch this up a little bit.
Freak.
Here's a couple things that maybe, just maybe, you're never too old for. Are you guys too old, or do you think you'll ever be too old to enjoy an ice cream truck?
Nope. Especially no. Pete Doda.
He comes around my neighborhood, and I ran out the other day. I was not too old for it. He was excited to see me.
Especially when you got a nice guy like that run the show.
Good Love man. It. What about doing a cannonball in a pool?
Never too old.
Tim.
Tim has to think about it.
Nah, you're not too old for that.
No.
What about taking a can of whipped cream?
Hold on. Go back to the cannonball.
Cannonball.
I do feel a specific pressure on my head when I do a cannonball these days. But it does like really slap your head.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you jump in a pool.
And I feel like maybe in a couple years that might slap it just the wrong way where I might be.
You're
going to
retire from the cannons.
I'm thinking about it.
Much like a revolutionary soldier.
I see a hero?
I mean, I can't say, but yes.
What am I making a blanket fort?
What was the next one?
I was going to do taking a can of whipped cream and just like squirting it.
Nah, it's always good for a shot. Everybody needs one.
You love to see it. What about a blanket fort?
As a father, now it's different chapters, Josh. Yeah, a couple years ago, no reason. Now, as a dad,
you can't just do that if you don't have a kid.
No,
I beg you differ.
Your
Joey
wife,
Bide's still doing it in his 80s.
Hold on.
I just love it.
Hold on, Josh. You've done this without a child?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're too old for that, man.
I don't think so.
So Catherine's come home to a blanket fort setup.
I mean, we've done it together at one point, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
All I'm saying is, like, it was fine. We watched the movie. There was nothing
wrong. Movie in the fort?
Dude, come on. What else are you doing in a fort?
Cinemax, Playmate of the Apes.
What else are you doing?
Stop.
So, okay, you set up this fort around the TV? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Come on. Okay, you're telling me. Hold up. You're trying to be spontaneous. You're trying to have a nice night. You set up a little fort.
Oh, you're trying to set up the Lubbins is what you're trying to do.
No, I'm just trying to
You don't
be
always have to make a fort. In fact, sometimes that's childish to do.
It's childish, but I challenge you to do it. I'm saying let loose the inner child and just make the fucking fort.
Nah,
you get
dude.
Your clothespins out.
Too much effort, Josh.
No.
You got clothespins? No, no.
Who keeps on
Is there any other way to make a blanket fort?
How do you have clothespins?
Who doesn't have clothespins?
What an obsolete.
You go ask Ashley. I can guarantee you have one clothespin in this house.
Not enough for a fort. I can guarantee that.
Well, go get some.
Josh. So you... Okay. You have set up a fort with clothespins and watch TV in this fort?
Just to have an
But it wasn't
night.
With your child. It was you and Catherine?
Once upon a time, yeah.
What
yeah.
the hell, man? What are you doing? What are you? What's going on over there? Are you guys okay?
I'm just saying.
The couch was gone?
guys, you're missing the point.
No.
When was the last time you were that spontaneous?
Josh, I'm too old to be in a fort on the floor watching TV. I need a chair.
You've never, ever been like, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go ho. We're going to make a blanket fort. We're just going to
No, Josh, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. Oh, let's order pizza and lay on the couch. Yeah. Make like adults.
You guys are not having nearly as much fun.
Make
I'm
a
just
fort?
Saying.
That's work. That is work.
Tim.
Well, how are you making
you guys want a blanket fort food for your
son? Okay, first of all, you one of these days, your kids are going to say, hey, let's make a fort.
No. That's different.
It's different, but you're going to have zero practice.
That's fine.
You're going to be relying on, what, 8-year-old Tim and 8-year-old Bob to
I'm
make this
I'm fine with that.
Oh, here he goes.
Absolutely
He's so
not.
Much better
no,
than
no, no, no.
us. He oh, made that fort for the making, time they watched
oh,
Sully.
Nora. Nora, guess what? One time me and your mom made Nookie in a fort watching TV.
Right
watching
before
The
we
Bachelor.
Watched, right before he watched Sully.
Right before. Sully was a hero, Bob.
Sully's about to touch down that ocean. I'm about to touch down in the corner of this blanket.
Josh, you shouldn't be doing this as
no,
an adult.
No. I refuse.
No. You're too old for this.
It was fun.
He's
when
right
was
on
how
shot.
Long? I mean, it was before Nora's. I hope. Obviously.
Well, that was the question you asked. If I did it before, if she was.
Yeah, born. How long before?
I don't know, man. Like, I was married at one point. Well, at that point.
Well, I was married once.
He was married at one point. Then he made a fort and he wasn't married anymore.
You guys are the worst.
Dude, no. You're too old to make a fort.
Disagree.
Unless you have
Tim
a
on
that
one.
I'm too old for that shit. I get it.
Well, weirdo.
Fine.
You're a little screwy.
Jimmy
Stewart would say, you're a little screwy.
You guys are worse.
Are you all right, Bert? All right,
guys. Any other comments to make about like things that you're too old
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I made a fort. I was buried in it.
Anything else you say? No, I don't know, man. We're hitting the 10 o'clock mark, which means for me, my eyes are getting heavy.
Yeah, heavy.
These are getting weak.
You know what else gets heavy? A fort when you're too old.
Fuck
you know
on. What else gets heavy? My dong when Ursula.
No. Hey, listen, thanks again for listening to another episode of the Overrated.
Underrated.
Oh, sorry, old man. Not a rated family podcast.
Oh, fuck. that was Grandpa James.
Grandpa James.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Well, you never hang out with
Phil is now a dad.
Oh, good no. for him. Overrated, good for him. Underrated, rated, fairly oh, so.